It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I was texting last night with Katie and Josh, and Katie was replying instantly. Bing, 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 bing,
yeah,
bing,
yeah.
Back and forth. And then like 45 minutes later, Josh chimes in. About a date.
Yeah.
About a date, you guys.
Well,
leave
my
me
phone
alone.
Was blowing up, and I was like, hey, now I got to focus
Actually,
on the
you
date.
You were, from what I recall, let me pull up the text. You were super excited about your date. Let me read what you texted us.
What did I say?
You said, this girl is great right now. She's in the bathroom. And then you went on to say how your evening's going to get even better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I'm going home and going to bed, man. I got to get up early for a radio show.
How was your date? How'd
it go? Fun. It was good. It was like a friend date, like just trying to catch up with each other. And I knew her a long time ago, kind of lost touch. And then we wanted to get dinner and grab some drinks, which, by the way, I can't drink anymore when I have to get up for a radio show.
Welcome to the club.
Smart, first of all.
That was horrendous. And I didn't even like get drunk or anything. It was just
What'd
like.
What'd you have?
Two beers and
what kind
then
of beer?
A glass of water. Coors Light.
Oh, God.
So I had like three waters.
Did she get up and leave the date immediately?
But man, dude, I'm telling you, when you wake up at, you know, your alarm goes off at 4:15 in the morning or whatever, like,
4:15.
Lord, it was terrible.
That's sleeping in, buddy.
Well, I know. For you, it's sleeping in, but.
Do you feel like there's going to be a future with this young lady?
I'd like to hang out again. Yeah.
Pursue it?
Sounds fun. Sounds like a good time to hang out again. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went to, what's it called? Right over off of I-25.
Love that place.
Yeah.
It's not the My Neighbor
great
Felix,
burgers.
But
really
the
good burgers. Great beers on tap.
Yeah. Yes, great beers on tap.
Coors
what's the place called
tasty.
Right next to My Neighbor Felix? The sports bar.
Oh, I know that place.
I know. I can't think of View House.
Yes,
see there.
View House.
Of course.
Great
view
views.
House.
We were up top. You could see the mountains. It was great. Great views.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
Did
a good
you guys
time.
Kiss at the end of the day? Hug?
No. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything.
Nothing?
No, nothing. We didn't do anything. I said goodbye and sent her on her way.
Aw.
It was great.
You're very sweet.
Super great. Yeah,
you're
I'm a gentleman, man.
You're such a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman.
Called her the Uber and everything.
Good guy.
Get
totally
out of here.
Good guy.
So, Katie, how did you hurt yourself?
Dancing by myself to Bruno Mars.
Dancing by myself.
I was listening to Doo-Wops and Hooligans getting down, and then all of a sudden a chair got in my way, and I have the
bruise
to prove it. Yeah, it was out of nowhere. Just jumped out. But I do that a lot. I don't know if you guys dance by yourself. I'm by myself a lot, and so I have to entertain myself, right? Like, that is a task.
Well,
so
I don't know how you can't dance. I don't know how you can't dance with Bruno Mars. Like, yeah, you have to dance with Bruno Mars.
You
have to.
Oh, my gosh. Runaway comes on. Oh, there's only one carrot. Y'all got to share it. Go.
Poetry.
I know. It's great.
We need to get you one of those machines that they have for dogs that you
over
and you drop the tennis ball in it and it shoots it out and then you run and get it and you bring it back and drop it back in.
Do you think I'm that simple?
Gosh. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It just goes, yeah, absolutely.
You had a chair that hurt you. So.
Play fetch with myself.
Well, you said you're alone all the time. I just want to make sure that you're getting your exercise. And
I am.
You're playing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there who hurt themselves dancing while they're by themselves.
Highly doubt it.
Come on.
Honestly,
you don't dance when you're by yourself?
No.
Never?
No. We have little family dance parties from time to time where we will throw something on and the kids will be out there dancing and knick-knack and then
That's
I get out
cute.
There. You know, like in the family room.
Yeah.
Family dance party. But if I'm home alone, nah.
How know, often are you
dancing.
Home alone, though? I feel like you're not alone too often.
A couple days a week.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah, when the kids are at school, I get that.
Yeah,
yeah
if
okay.
Nicole's at work, yeah.
Do you play with your action figures? Is that what you're doing
Pardon
by
me?
Yourself?
Is that what we're calling it?
My little action figure. Little action figure.
He-Man.
Captain
He-Man.
Saved the day. All right.
And then you had a sandwich last night, too, didn't
I
you?
I did. The Chicken Big Mac. I don't know if y'all have tried it.
I'd probably put one of those in the tennis ball machine.
Yeah, right.
And
oh, yeah. Throw that at your face. I'm a big fan of Big Macs. We were just talking off air. It's probably my go-to every time I go to McDonald's. But the addition of the chicken nugget-like patties, I just couldn't. I had two bites of this sandwich, and I had to call it quits, and I just took those chicken patties and ate them like big old chicken nuggets. I was like, dip that in some hot mustard and call it a day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a lot because it was, so just imagine the chicken nugget, and then you put cheese on that, and you put the special sauce, pickles, onions, lettuce, all of that on sesame seed buns. It was a lot. It reminded me of the Filet-O-Fish, if you're familiar. Just that kind of, you know.
Consistency.
Yeah. But with
Did
the
it taste
chicken,
like fish?
A little, yeah, it tastes like chicken, you know?
Fishy.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of the same of that with the texture and everything. So it wasn't for me, but I know a lot of people who like all of that might be a fan. So definitely
wash it down with a nice Coors Light.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But you guys had like two of the nastiest things.
What did you have for dinner, Jared?
Yeah, what did you have?
We just did soup and grilled cheese last night. Nothing insane. I mean,
was it tomato soup?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tomato soup. Okay. We get that one that comes in the box that's like roasted red pepper and tomato.
Ooh.
It's very classy.
In a box?
It's in a box. Soup in a box? Don't knock it, buddy.
Yeah, that's how you go. You got to move up from the can, Josh.
It's high class soup, bud.
Yeah.
Ask your parents. They're rich. That's the soup they get. I guarantee you go to their house, open up their cupboards, you ain't going to find no Campbell's in there.
No, yeah. There's boxes. No,
boxes of soup.
Yeah. Huh. How do you do your grilled cheese? What do you put on that?
So it was just cheddar and pepper jack last night, and then I put, I had some deli meat. It was like rotisserie chicken turkey, or rotisserie chicken.
Some poultry.
I was like, rotisserie chicken turkey.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're really throwing a curveball now at the deli.
Some
sort of meat. There's some sort of meat on there. And then I do the in the air fryer.
Oh,
right?
That's brilliant.
Wait a minute.
And you got to do the mayonnaise on the bread versus the butter. Do mayonnaise on the bread on the outside.
In the air
Why is
fryer.
That? Why mayonnaise?
It's just better. It just comes out better, buddy.
Huh.
Better.
But I like the
better,
butter when it, like, crisps the salad.
Oh, you could probably mix it.
Yeah, the mayo crisps it up.
The air fryer crisps the hell out of it.
Crisps.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Crisps.
It was really good.
I'm going to try that when
I get
home.
That sounds so good. I
really
love
good.
A good grilled cheese, man. That is so good.
It's the only way to do it in the air fryer. I'll tell you what. It'll change your life. And then real quick, I do want to give you these apartment numbers. Well, one apartment at least. I got a buddy who lives on our street, and he wandered by, and he was like, my girlfriend broke up with me. I was like, oh. And they had been living together for like 4 years, and she moved just down the road from me. If you're familiar where Bevy's is down in Littleton, there's some apartments down there. And she moved into a one-bedroom apartment that faces 470.
Yeah.
He's like, you go out on her balcony, it's vroom, 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 cars, cars, cars. $2,500 a month.
Yep.
One bedroom facing a highway.
And that's probably not even including utilities and everything else that comes along with
it. And I don't think she has a garage either.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No.
That's where prices are.
When I was living up in Broomfield, it was close to $2,000 for me to live in a 750 square foot apartment, and I had to drive over an hour to work. So, it's rough out there.
I keep hearing the stories about housing and how insane it is, and I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Because then Nicole was like, God, do you remember my first apartment? She's like, I think it was like $500 a month. Or something. It was it was a big place.
Yeah.
But $2,500 now for a one bedroom?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
How are people doing it?
And you feel real sad about it too. Like, I'm paying how much for this?
Oh my God.
This
no.
space? What?
I don't ever want to break up.
No.
I better be nice to Nick Nerick today.
Yeah, you better.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.